ugly truth about timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Listen, you can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Throw me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
And a good Thursday afternoon to you. And yes, it is time for the McFarland Show. Darren and Justin live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio on this, yet again, another beautiful, beautiful day here on this Thursday afternoon. DJ Damon is alongside for the ride. Another great show in store for you. Eli Gold, the voice of the Nashville Cats, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get into all things Cats. They're in Albany tonight.
Ah.
You can actually watch that game on NFL Network.
How about that?
Huh? And, of course, coming off their first game of the season on Saturday. And we'll touch on, you know, he was the longtime voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
He was.
I think, what, 36 years? Something like that. Something. It was a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him about J.C. Latham. Well, we're going to get into it. We're going to hit him with a lot of things.
Okay.
Coming up in about 15 minutes. And speaking of that, in the second round, the Titans, and by the way, Alabama played Texas.
Yes, they did.
Last year. We're going to go to Austin, Texas, and we're going to check in and find out from Chip Brown, who covers the Longhorns, does a great job for them for 247, horns247.com. What his take is on the Titans second round. It has been a very controversial.
Boy, has it ever.
Very, very
I've been listening to a lot of the
it
back
is a
and forth.
Lightning rod.
It's like, wow, really? All of this?
Yeah.
All right.
It is a lightning rod topic. It seems like there's a lot more people that don't like the pick or really think that it was too early. I think that's been the more constant theme, that they felt like it was a reach.
It was a reach.
Yeah. And look, I'll be honest. I talked to, everybody knows I've talked about this for years. I got scouting friends, people that are in those war rooms. And, you know, I like to check in before the draft. I like to check in after the draft. And I will say, when I ask, you know, point blank,
sure,
where did you have him on your board? I got late third round, early fourth.
Ooh. Oh.
That's
okay.
What I got. So, again, but
they went 38 overall.
But draft boards, you know, amongst 32 teams are always different.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that's why the draft is unique, right?
You know what blew me away is when we spoke with, I can't remember who, but it may have been the offensive lineman, the offensive line coach at Kentucky, who told us that Kevin Byard wasn't even on their board at all in one professional organization he was with, that, you know, Kevin Byard was drafted, and they were all looking around at each other like, who? Not that they had him in the fifth round or sixth round.
Undrafted.
They didn't have him at all.
Titans took him in the third round.
I mean,
and it was worth it.
It just goes
it was a
to
home
show.
Run.
He's a two-time All-Pro.
Yep.
It just goes to show what you're talking about there, about how different organizations judge players differently. According to him, the area scout came and looked and was like, I don't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And moved on.
Yep.
You missed a two-time All-Pro doing that.
Yep. Oh, so, and I've had that over the years, for sure.
Yeah.
Where did you have him? Undrafted? Really?
Undrafted?
Really? Yeah, we had him undrafted.
Who are you talking about? Who? Kevin,
like, what?
Kevin,
the guy that was taken, you know,
Binyard,
92nd overall. You had him undrafted? Yes.
Undrafted.
Wow. Okay. I'm just saying those. Yeah. Or, wow, that's interesting. We took him in the fourth round, and he was second round on our board. He fell to us. We got really, really lucky.
Yeah.
We thought for sure we were never going to see him. We had to pivot.
Yeah.
When we thought we were going to take him, we had to go somewhere, another direction. And lo and behold, two rounds later, he was still available.
Mm-hmm.
And we jumped.
Yeah.
Again, I've heard all these things over the years, but he has been sweat has been a lightning rod topic, and it is going to be very, very interesting to see truly how this plays out, because I think there's, in my opinion, just looking at social media, listening to people, I feel like more people believe it's not going to work out than they believe it is going to work out and be a great pick. That's the way it feels to me.
Only time will tell, but, you know, I've heard the compelling arguments on both sides about this from intelligent people, and I've heard the wahoos as well. So I've been listening to a variety of people. I don't know. I'm still confused on what they're asking him to do. And once I get a better idea of what it is the Titans expect from him, then I can get a better fit on whether or not this was worth their while. And also, you know, well, who else were you looking at? And that's the other part about this. If they wanted a defensive playmaker, if this was the best defensive playmaker on the field based on what they already had, then, you know, that plays into it as well. For those of people out there who wanted them to draft another wide receiver, you know, there's news floating around out there today that, you know, they're getting ready to sign another veteran wide receiver, which would suggest, well, why would you draft another young one if you're getting ready to sign this one?
Especially one that the head coach knows very well.
How about that? Hmm. So that would take, you know, so if you knew that would take the wide receiver off the board there in the second round, which leaves you again back at defense. And if you're going to go defense, again, depends on what you want to do. So, you know, all of that, there's so many different factors that play in, and everybody has to write their opinion. But I'm anxious. I've got a burning question I need to ask somebody who's watched him every day. So we'll get to that in the second hour here.
Braves are off today. Yesterday, we were off. You heard our interview with Kentucky offensive line coach Eric Wolford, who spent the last 2 years at Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then we went straight into Braves baseball, and they avoided the sweep issue in Seattle. They'll be off today in L.A. to take on the Dodgers starting tomorrow night. So with that being said, also, we didn't get a chance to react to the Predators' victory. Yeah. And as I told you, the entire Tuesday show, I've seen this before. I've watched, I've covered, I've been on the road. I know how NHL playoffs work. And I said, for 2 hours,
yeah,
don't be surprised if the Predators win. Like, everybody's got them dead and season over.
Everybody.
Don't be surprised if they don't go out there and win. And don't forget, I also said when the series was tied 1-1, I said, it feels like a series that may go the distance. And
you did.
I think, it is starting to feel like a series that is 100% going to go the distance. I think they're going to find a way to win, and I think it's going to get really, really interesting for Game 7 because all the pressure, and I mean all the pressure, is going to be on those knuckleheads in Vancouver. As they say, you start gripping the stick tight, they're going to be tight. The Predators will be loose. Vancouver will be tight if that's how it plays out. Now, before I get, cart before, the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
Yes. Jeez. See what's happening the day
sure.
off?
Like, yeah, man,
it's going to take me a little bit of time to get going here. Yeah. The road teams, I'm going to remind everybody, the road teams are 4-1 in this series.
Yeah, which is very, very interesting that happens that way. But I will say to your point about Vancouver, and the pressure is real, going home for them for Game 7 actually may not be a benefit. It may be a detriment because the pressure in that building, and we talked to folks there in Vancouver, they haven't won the Cup. They've been doing this since 1970 and have yet to win the Stanley Cup. And they've got disappointment after disappointment after disappointment there, which is why they were so excited about this particular team, because they thought, finally, Rock Voice, finally, They thought finally their team had arrived, and this was going to be the team that carried them to where they've been trying to get to since 1970. And now this team is going all the way to game seven. So, you know, what are we talking about? You're right. The pressure is going to build up there in that building. Also,
which I'm just, again, they're going to throw everything.
Sure.
At the Preds tomorrow night. No doubt. Because I know everybody thinks it's natural, like, oh, well, game seven, you're at home. I'm just telling you, the pressure will be real. The pressure will be thick in that Rogers Arena. But again, the road teams are 4-1 in this series.
Sure.
I have a weird feeling the Predators are going to win tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to lose. And then it's going to get really, really interesting in game seven. Again, I said it all day Tuesday. Don't be surprised if the Predators win this game. I know everybody's got them on the side of the road as roadkill.
Yeah.
I've seen this too many times over the years. This is where, when you push a team to death row, you'd be surprised when you're facing elimination how you dig deep and you find a way to win. Now, and they did. And when Vancouver scored in the third, a lot of people, including myself, like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yep, that may be it. And then they find a way to get two goals, one of them be a power play goal, and skate out of there with a 2-1 victory. Yet they're still down 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to set up for a very, very interesting game tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. Remember, puck drop is at 6 o'clock, not your typical 7, not the 9:20 that we've been used to when they go to Vancouver.
Yeah.
6 o'clock puck drop. Here's the other really, really important thing you need to keep in mind. You're probably going to need to look for it, if you're not going to the game, on TNT. Because most of you, like me, no longer have Bally Sports.
Yeah, there's been some things going on over there with that.
And that happened Tuesday night. For me, I feel like I was one of the later ones. I feel like people, you know, got cut off way before me. I think it was more like 11:30 when I got the obligatory, Bally's in bankruptcy, and we could not work anything out, and this channel is no longer available.
The agreement came to an end at midnight Eastern. So,
but a lot of people lost at 11. Was later for me.
11 Central. So that's why it came, ended for a lot of people at 11, because that would have been midnight Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it kind of rolled its way throughout all the providers there. Unfortunately, you know, I've been TV broadcast a long time. You get these disagreements that come up, and all of a sudden, the two parties can't agree. And the Yank goes the ball game or whatever. And it's not coming back until there's a new agreement signed or until new ownership takes over. It becomes a contractual type of thing. And it's not about the game. It's the whole channel sometimes. I mean, and it's unfortunate that fans get caught in the middle. But this is a business deal, essentially, now that has to be worked out between Comcast and Bally's and Amazon, who's coming in to buy, and could that deal get closed? And we can turn this into CNBC all of a sudden talking about that.
Do you think it's gone for good?
I do. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think it's gone. Because it's multi-layered. Like it gets thick, because now you get the NBA involved, you got MLB involved. You know, this same thing happened in Minnesota. The Twins fans lost their coverage.
Mm.
Minnesota.
We don't have there's no Braves coverage. You want to watch the Braves game yesterday? You're out of luck.
Yeah. I mean, this is just part of, you know, the high stakes game of TV, you know, contract rights. And unfortunately, again, the fan gets stuck in the middle. But do I think it's, no, I don't. I think somebody's going to have to step in and have a come to Jesus, you know, that's maybe a little bigger than both parties to make them, you know. But, we'll see. There's a whole lot.
Well, I'm very intrigued by this topic. I know we're going to have to go here in a minute, but I can't. I've told you, we've had this discussion on the air. Bally's channel is too important in our household.
It is.
Between the Predators and the Braves, the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And because we've got two Bally channels, Reds, they show the Reds all the time. We got Bally channels in our house on all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, heck, they'd show a lot of pokers, too. I watch poker. World Series of Poker or European Poker. I watch poker tournaments. They show that a lot. So, I'm going to have to figure this out. Like, if this is gone for good, then we're going to have to, figure up a new option in our home.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Really? Okay.
That's just, without getting into too much, I would go into that. I would look at that.
You think it's done on Xfinity or Comcast, whatever you want to call it?
There's always a chance that if the right parties get involved, they can get something done. But they're, from my understanding, pretty far apart. I mean, okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't think this is going to come to an end anytime soon.
Mm. All right, we'll come back. We'll head to Albany, New York. That's where the voice of the Cats is standing by. Eli Gold, he will join the show next as you listen to the McFarland Show here on this Thursday afternoon on WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville Double Stack or the world famous Bar Lines Grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines Grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans straight for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. 2 catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. 1 catch. 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, 1 catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening to the McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
And live in the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center studio as well. Darren and Justin here with you. We are the McFarlands. DJ Damon is alongside as well. Let's head up to Albany, New York. Albany, New York.
Albany.
I don't know why I said Albany. Maybe I was thinking Big Al.
Because you're Southern, that's why.
Well, maybe. Albany, New York. Cats and Firebirds this evening. And the voice of the Nashville Cats, Eli Gold, joins us. Eli, how we doing?
I am doing well, thank you. Just sitting here and looking out on a sunshiny day here in the state capital of New York. And it's nice to be here.
I've never been to Albany, so I don't know what it's like. I've been to New York.
It's an older city. It's about a three-hour drive from LaGuardia Airport. If you were driving from Midtown or from New York City up here, it's where the New York State Thruway turns west and starts heading towards Syracuse and Rochester and Buffalo. And it's an old city. It's been around a long time. But the people up here love their sports, and it's the home of Siena University, and we always talk about them each year when they make the field of the NCAA basketball tournament. So, yeah, it's a nice spot, and they're getting set to play tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central time.
You know where we're going in July, late July. Our baseball team, we're going to play a week there. We're going to play at Cooperstown, and none of us have ever been to Cooperstown, and of course we'll get to visit the hall and all that stuff. Yeah,
you'll love it. You know, I ran the bases at Doubleday Stadium when I was a kid. That's how long ago it
is.
My folks took me to the Otisaga Hotel, which is where everybody stays up in Cooperstown, and we spent. A couple of days at the museum and the Hall of Fame. And one of the things you can do is run the bases at the Abner Doubleday Stadium. And, you know, me, I'm not exactly a blazing base runner. I mean, they had to time me with a sundial, but nevertheless, I've been there and done that. So yes, you'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, I went with Lauren, my wife, our son, and one of his baseball buddies who will be on that trip as well. And, of course, for those two 12-year-olds, it was the first Nashville Cats game they'd ever been to on Saturday night. And I got to be honest, Eli, there were some people around us. And, look, it was the whole arena. But there were some gentlemen around us that were having a good old time on a Saturday night in Nashville. And those two 12-year-old boys couldn't stop staring and laughing at those guys and videoing them. I don't know that between the game and this group of three guys that really a lot of people were watching because they were dancing and singing and they were, like I said, having a good old time. But it was a great atmosphere in there.
It really was. I was very impressed. You know, I hadn't been into the Municipal Auditorium in decades. I did hockey there. I think we mentioned that when I visited with you last week. I did hockey in there when the Long Island Ducks came south and played the Nashville Dixie Flyers. Mm. That's how long ago it's been since I'd been in that building. But, you know, it's been cleaned up nicely. One of the owners of the team, you know, Chuck, wrote a personal check and got them to steam clean the building and, you know, and made it look as good as was humanly possible. And it was a great atmosphere. The Cats led the league in attendance last weekend, which was nice to see. So the way the fans turned out, it was just wonderful. It really was.
It took me a while to find you and Beat Weber. I don't know you guys. You were directly across from us, so we were directly across from you over on the other side, on the benches side. But I finally found you guys. So what was it like doing the game with Pete?
It was great. You know, Pete and I have been friends forever, but we had never worked together. We've gone places together. We've done all sorts of stuff. Our families are good friends. We had never worked together. So it was a lot of fun. You know, Pete was kind of nursing the bruises of that loss the night prior when the Canucks beat the Preds in that setting. But it was wonderful. I really loved it. And, you know, Pete knows enough about football, and it made for a really good broadcast. It really did.
No doubt about it. So here's the question that I had with people. I ran into a lot of people there, which was fun. And, you know, and since then, I've had this discussion with people. And I don't know the answer, and maybe you're more equipped to answer it than me. Were the Cats just that good, Or is Minnesota just that bad? I know this final was 47-12, but it felt like 80-0, Eli.
Yeah, and you know, the 12 points that the Cats gave up was the fewest points that any team has given up in a single game in AFL history that we were able to dig up, because this is a league that's built on offense. And in all the numbers and the access to whatever I had, I never saw anybody give up. They just didn't quite have everything together. So it was a combination of both. I think we'll know a little bit more tonight, because the Albany Firebirds are a good organization. They won and posted a lot of points a weekend ago, and you're playing on the road, and it's a short week, you know, no different than Thursday night football in the NFL. You know, this is a very, very short week. They didn't have formal practices. They did a lot of walkthroughs, but they just tried to take it easy on the bodies this week during practices. So we'll know more tonight, but yeah, I think it's a combination, Darren. The Cats were good, and they played well. I don't know how much resistance, though, they got from Minnesota.
Mm. You brought up the word party. It was certainly a party there. I saw Jeff Fisher. I saw Big Albert Haynesworth there in attendance.
Did you see him?
I saw him. He looks good. Yes. Chris Sanders. I saw Derek Mason. George Kittle was also in the house. It was a who's
good.
Who.
I didn't see him. But yeah, it's a fun evening. It's football with a twist, as we all know. But it was a fun time. You know, in 2.5 hours, you're in and out, so it's like going to a Predators game. And what else I liked, it was cool to see the crossover of fans. There were a lot of Preds jerseys in the stands. There were a lot of old Nashville Cats jerseys in the stands. I saw some Andy Kelly jerseys and so on. And, you know, when the players were introduced, and the way the fans responded, Bridgestone, by yelling out, you know, "You suck." And they did the same thing the other night. So, you know, Pete and I looked at each other and said, there's a lot of hockey fans here in the building. and that's good, you know, because if, you know, everybody wants everyone to succeed. It's good for the city when everybody succeeds. And that's, I think, what we saw last weekend. It was just a great, great atmosphere. It really was.
Eli, I want to take you back a little bit to last season, as there's a player that you're familiar with that's going to be playing for the Titans this fall, their first-round draft pick, J.C. Latham, right tackle, now moving over to left. And, of course, we've been learning all about him as of the last few days, but I just wanted to get your particular impressions of him and whether or not he can make that move from right to left.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him, so in that regard, so I don't know. But the guy's talented. Let's start with that. Basic football ability. You know, the guy doesn't get picked in the first round just because he's a good-looking fella. He can play. He is a very nice guy, so when it comes time to being out, meeting the public, making public appearances, doing stuff like that, he'll be a huge success. I don't see any downside to that whatsoever. He really was very, very good at Alabama and fit right in whatever role he was used. So, yeah, I was thrilled for him. I thought the Titans got a great pick when they took JC. So I don't see any downside to it. I really, really don't.
Help the audience understand something about Alabama football that I know you well know, which is why I'm asking you in this way, sir. And that is the amount of talent that is currently there, or typically on a Nick Saban roster. A lot of people were asking, well, if he's so good, why didn't the Alabama have him at left tackle? And it's like, well, they keep five-star on five-star on five-star at every single position. Can you just explain that part of this, please, sir?
Well, you know, I think success breeds success. What went on during the 17 years of Nick Saban at Alabama, really no different than the John Wooden era, at UCLA. You know, every game is on national television. Every time you play, you have a chance to win a national championship. Who wouldn't want to play in that setting? The other thing, I had a guy tell me, and I don't know if I've ever shared this story on your show or not. I had a player tell me years ago, wasn't that many years ago, probably about 8 or 9 years ago. He said, everywhere I was recruited, he said, they told me, he said, Ole Miss told me, we want you here because we need you to help beat Alabama. And then he went the next week to Mississippi State. And he said, Mississippi State said, we want you here because we want you to help us beat Alabama. Then he went to the next school, and they said, we want you here to help us beat Alabama. And he said to me, he said, you know, Mr. Eli, he called me Mr. Eli. He said, Mr. Eli, you know what? He said, if all these people want to beat Alabama, he said, I think I need to be at Alabama. He said, why not? He said, why not? And it worked that way. He said, why not play for the best? So success breeds success. And, you know, sometimes you just have to wait your turn. You know, there are some very, very good running backs who just had to wait. Some very, very good quarterbacks who just had to wait. And it's the same thing, you know. And, of course, we also had, you know, a left-handed quarterback, you know, at which in the midst of this last number of years. Mm. So all of a sudden the heavy responsibility is on the right side of the offensive line to protect the the blind side and so on. So just because this is the way it was done in the past doesn't mean it has to be done that way all the time.
Do you have any memories at all of the big defensive tackle that the Titans drafted in the second round, Devontae Sweat, coming there from Texas, of course, which we know Alabama played them last year. And I'm not sure, you know, somebody his size kind of sticks out, Eli. So I didn't know if he jumped out at you.
He did stick out. He did stick out to the point because of his physical size. I remember making a comment along the lines of, he's one of the few things, you know, along with the Great Wall of China that you can see from outer space. You know, I remember saying that. But, you know, I can't say that I remember anything particular, but I do remember his largesse. Man, he was he's a big fella. Sure is.
Yeah, big and imposing there.
There were reports that said he was playing 380, 385 at times at Texas.
Well,
whether that's true or not,
if you can, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know enough about their internal numbers and what have you. But you know, if I do know this, that a lot of guys will tell me over the years that, you know, as well as they played, when they dropped some weight, and this is just a general conversation, when they dropped some weight, they said they felt remarkably better. These guys, you know, that's over the course of 40 years of football coverage. So I can't say whether the guy can play at 383 or can't play at 385 or whatever it might be. But, let's face it, he's a good ball player. So, I thought the Titans had themselves a very, very good draft. I really did.
Eli, I wanted to get your thoughts on something that I've asked all of our SEC guests at one point or another, and I haven't been able to ask you in our last visit. Has it really hit you that there is no more SEC East or SEC West? I mean,
I've not really thought about it. of course, I'm not any longer in the SEC, so I really haven't thought about it. You know, once Bama cut me loose, I went to work for Jacksonville State University in the Gulf South Conference, in Conference USA. They used to be there in the Gulf South, but
yes,
now
sir.
Conference USA. But no, I've not thought about it. It's, you know, I don't know how it's going to. I still think, label anything as you will, the cream is still going to rise to the top. You know, you can put any, you know, you can put a label on an elephant, it's still an elephant. You know, you can call it what you want. So, you know, there might be some differences in the amount of coverage certain teams get and what you guys are talking about as the season winds down. You'll just have the battle for the top spot in the league as opposed to two battles for top spots in the league. But I don't know if it's going to matter. It'll still be the same list of suspects battling for the top spot.
Do want to shift back to the Cats here very quickly. When we were showing, when I say we, I'm sorry, Fox 17, my other job in television, when we were talking about the fact that the Nashville Cats were coming back, of course, we had a lot of younger people who did not know what arena football even was. And when I was calling out Andy Kelly and some of the old video that we were showing up there, you know, people came over to me and was like, well, what is arena football? Like, how does this work? How would you explain arena football to someone who has never seen it, Eli?
Well, it's like playing a regular football game inside a pinball machine, maybe. That might be the way to do it or something. I don't know. It's football with some twists to it, but it is in a closed confines. You know, anytime you advertise the fact that, you know, footballs and players go into the stands and you can keep the football, but please throw the players back. You know, anytime you approach it like that, that gives you an idea of what you're looking at. It's a high speed type of game, and you know, it's done well. It's done well. It's just very. You still have to have talent. You still have to have speed and the ability to run pass routes. It's different. There's no question about it. It's different. But it's, you know, and we did that a lot on the broadcast last week, a lot of, you know, AFL 101. I went over the rules extensively, and I dare say I'll do that again this evening as the circumstances warrant. But, you know, you had SEC officials working last week's game. You have, you know, players who are good, but maybe not quite as big or quite as fast as they would need to be in the stadium played game. But look, you had a guy get picked up by the San Francisco 49ers this week. You know, mm-hmm. Cade leaves and he goes and he's going to be going to camp as a fullback for the 49ers. So these are guys who are just a tick away from the National Football League and for whatever reason never made it and want to show their talent again, and from what I understand, they were three guys who played in the Arena League last Saturday who were picked up by the National Football League this week, so one from Nashville. So it's a good brand of football. It's fun, it's quick, and it's an entertaining game. That's how I talk about it.
Good stuff. Eli, enjoy the game tonight against Albany, and appreciate it as always, and we'll certainly talk to you soon. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, please do. Call again. Always a pleasure to chat with you guys and your listeners, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Eli. The legend, Eli Gold. He is the Nashville Cats play-by-play voice. Albany Firebirds tonight, their first road game of the season, a 7 o'clock kickoff. And as I said, you can watch that game on NFL Network tonight.
Very cool.
Yeah, Albany and Nashville. Wide open the rest of the hour if you want to get involved in the show. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line as you listen to the McFarland Show here on WNSR. Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess, god. I don't have a six pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking them off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Bi-State Forecast.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today we'll see an abundance of sunshine, high temperature 88. Increasing clouds and isolated chance for a shower or thunderstorm, low 66. Clouds and an isolated shower or thunderstorm Friday, the high 78. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The McFarland Show, streaming live on the WNSR app and on WNSR.com.
We appreciate Eli Gold for joining us as always. I mentioned that you could watch the game on NFL Network tonight. Apparently that is not the case. Damon brought that to my attention. That was in the Cats game notes, so I was just reading straight from the teleprompter. And we all know Darren McFarland will read anything that's on the teleprompter, but their game notes said it was on NFL Network, but apparently NFL Network is not showing any games tonight.
Yeah.
So, not sure what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe are they in dispute with Xfinity?
Listen, anything's possible.
I'm just kidding.
This is a certain level of, anything's possible, so, who really knows? Something's interesting is setting up, I believe, right before our very eyes. Because we were getting ready to approach the subject, and someone's on the phone, I think, who's very interested in that subject.
Okay. Well, you think so?
I think so. So what do you want to do here? Do you want to play the sound first and then take our phone call, or do you want to take the phone call and then play the sound?
Let's see what our buddy Tony wants to talk about in Nolensville.
Right.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Before we get started, I want to ask Mr. Damon over there, did he get to the UT Caravan?
No, it sold out before I could get there.
He's got a Vols hat on today. But
I'm sure he's got something on over there. That's good.
I went back to YouTube
proud
and watched
of his university that he supports. I like that. I like that.
Pretty good. You would think as much orange as he wears, they'd give him an exemption, and he'd still get in. But
yeah, I called them, but they didn't answer.
Commercial or something.
Lifetime pass.
They didn't return my call. I called Mike White, but he didn't call me.
Well, that's the problem. You called Mike White. Their AD's name is Danny White. So, So Mike White wasn't
going
to help you.
Yeah, you know how that's going.
Oh, that's right.
So he's now we figured out why you didn't get in.
You read that email. Nope.
It's like, I keep calling Mike White. He doesn't respond.
Yeah, you need to call Danny White. That's the problem.
I always bring y'all an Austin Peay update a little bit.
Yeah.
And, of course, y'all were off there yesterday. You see Darren and Justin, where Austin Peay, and Justin, you might have covered Alabama A&M.
I did.
It's a proud university down in Alabama.
It is.
But the other night, Austin Peay beat them 35-1, guys, in baseball.
I did hear that.
Well,
and I was, didn't they hit like 10 home runs or something silly?
They hit 3 grand slams.
Oh my!
One guy hit back-to-back grand slams in back-to-back innings and back-to-back at bats. And then, of course, that one player, Lloyd Miller Green, that we've talked about before, one of the leading home run hitters in the country, he got him one. And, that's just had to be just rough. I mean, they ended it in, obviously, a 7-inning shortened game. But
let me just say this. I'm glad you brought this up. And we've been, in 5 years of our travel ball, very, 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 very fortunate because we've played a lot of good teams to not be on the receiving end of that. We have delivered some really lopsided losses. And let me just give you my 2 cents. Those games are very uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable for me. I don't know if Austin Peay's coach was uncomfortable. While it's fun, it also gets to a level where it becomes extremely uncomfortable.
Where it gets out of hand. And, yes. And you're right, Darren. It's for everybody. I've been in the games back my years ago playing major big-time softball. I've been in those games.
Tony.
I've been in both ends of it, yeah. And you probably have too.
Well, we've been on the travel ball side, we've been lucky that we weren't. We went to Omaha last year. It was the second day. We played a team from Denver, Colorado, and we were up 28-0 after the second inning, and he just pulled the play. Like, again, it was uncomfortable, and their coach said, just like, we've had enough. And I was glad. I was happy because you can't even enjoy those games. For me, it's uncomfortable. I'm sure there's coaches that love it. I don't. There gets to a certain point where those 35-1 in college baseball, I have to believe they reach the point of it being uncomfortable. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
And I, from what I did check with some other people, yesterday, they said Austin Peay, it was just, they were just, not trying to put a beat down. Alabama and A&M couldn't even field some of the plays. They were, even on routine outs, they were throwing arrows. And just, I'm sure both teams were really glad when it was over. I'm sure they were.
Yep.
But, that was just unheard of when I saw that. So, guys, I want to bring up something else. Justin, you made comment that didn't y'all say the Titans might be looking at another wide receiver?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tyler Boyd
from the Bengals. He's in for a visit.
Justin,
yes, sir.
You've brought in Ridley. You've got Hop, from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You went out and drafted this 2-lane player, and you're looking at that, and that's saying something to Mr. Burks.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, it is.
And that's saying you better get your butt in gear, or this is it for you.
Oh, I think it's definitely saying that. I don't even think it's you better get your butt. Like it's, I think they're telling him either you show up or you're done. You're done here.
Your spot's taken.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do, and I mean, if that's not an eye opener, and they're like you say, they're still looking at somebody to pick up again. That's just. If I was him, I'd sure be doing everything I could do to try to solidify me being relevant.
Well,
and I don't know at this point if he can even, do anything to make himself relevant anymore.
It starts with him staying healthy and on the field. So,
I'll agree.
He can't be relevant if he doesn't play, which is, I think, about 60% of the battle. Now, when he does play, are there times where he's ineffective even when he does play? Yeah, I can go with that a little bit. But his biggest issue is that he's not out there to begin with. And so, you can't make the team if you're not on the field. You can't make the team from the trainer's room.
You can't make plays if you're not out there. That's the bottom line. So, but, yeah, that was interesting stuff. But, they've got a lot of things, and y'all touched on this defensive tackle from Texas. It's, you go across the line, offensive line of the Titans, everybody is 315 or larger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got this big boy on the defensive tackle and along with Jeffries, Simmons, Jeff Simmons. But don't it seem like they're going for a lot of meat and a lot of beef up front?
Yes.
It just seems like they're really wanting to beef up the big boys and just try to put as much meat.
Well, don't forget
meat
that. Well, look about their offensive line, too. Don't forget. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Look
there's
at their offensive line.
They're bigger across the line.
The defensive line and off. Well, look, you don't need – you know this better. You played the game. What do they always say? You win the war in the trenches, you're probably going to win the game. You win the battle
that's
in the trenches, you're going to win. So offensive line, defensive
front,
line. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Always.
Hey, Tony, yeah. Thanks for the call as always. Appreciate it.
Gotta go, Tony.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Lipscomb, how about that? Went to Knoxville and beat Damon's beloved Vols on Tuesday night. That's a heck of a win for Jeff Forehand and the Bison. Tennessee hadn't lost a weekday game in a long time.
No, a fantastic win.
That was a great win for them.
I mean, they schedule those games to get wins, and then you had one taken from you, essentially.
Yeah, they
that's
won
rough stuff.
9-6 on Tuesday night.
Nice.
I talked to our boy Vince. He was doing the game with John Wilkerson, and he called me, and I go, "Down goes Frazier. Down goes." That's how I answered the phone, and he started laughing. He goes, "Oh, I guess you've already seen." I go, "Yeah, I just saw it."
Nice.
All right, we'll take our final break. Come back, wrap up the first hour next.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone.
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
You can also watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. On our YouTube page, you can interact with us. Just type in WNSR Live, one word. We're going to go to Austin, Texas at about 3:20 today. We'll talk to Chip Brown. Horns 247 covers the Longhorns, and we'll ask him about Tavondre Sweat, the second-round pick, pick 38 overall by the Titans. By the way, we were talking to Tony about the SEC. We're going to play a clip in the second hour, too, that Tim Corbin. Tim Corbin was on with John and Patton this morning, and we're going to play a clip from that. But the SEC just continues. It tells you how good the SEC is in baseball, because when you're really good, you know how they say, right? The higher up the flagpole, the heavier, the more the wind blows.
Heavier the wind, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the latest? Did you see the Texas A&M baseball coach?
What about him?
He came out, I guess it was maybe Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. It was Tuesday. He was at the podium. He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, it's not out there yet. I'm not going to get into any detail, but it'll be out there soon enough. And there's a team that's being accused in this conference of the live feed, you know, in the dugouts. They have the live feeds in the dugout. They're supposed to, I guess, turn them off.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And then it's in the other dugout, and then when they switch, you know, it's on in there.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, they've been running their live feeds for their home games.
Oh.
He goes, it's amazing. They bat 306 at home and bat 206 on the road. You guys can probably figure out who that is.
Oh.
So everybody, as you can imagine, has been out there speculating who he's talking about. And who I've seen the most on social media is people are saying that's Arkansas. But I don't know. Again, that's what people. And I haven't heard anything officially from the conference. But yeah,
jeez.
The A&M coach just flat out said it.
Put it on out there
in a press conference. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that team that's getting ready to get busted, or has been busted? You just don't know about it yet.
Yeah, that team about 400 miles north of here.
Yeah, running, batting 306 at home.
Town begins with an F.
With those live feeds, batting 206 on the road. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two next.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. UCLA's campus is back open to the public after police moved in overnight to clear anti-war protesters, making more than 200 arrests. And new details about the nearly 300 demonstrators arrested at New York's Columbia University earlier this week.
A preliminary breakdown by the NYPD of demonstrators arrested Tuesday night at Columbia University and the City College of New York shows nearly half were not affiliated with either school. There's still more analysis to go, including the university's cross-checking the names to verify those with legitimate ties to the schools. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
President Biden condemned the violence and hate speech at protests across college campuses. The president in North Carolina today touting bipartisan infrastructure funding for projects in Wilmington. The CDC shows maternal mortality rates fell in 2022 for the first time in 3 years. Health experts say they believe that drop is due to more women seeking medical care after the pandemic. This is ABC News.
Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Second hour on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. We are the McFarlands, Darren and Justin with you, and we are live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. A couple of you have asked about George Blaster following our show. That was supposed to have started, as we know...
Earlier this week,
and on Monday, and... They're still working on technical issues, okay? So it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be delayed. Sometime this month. I don't want to get too specific because I don't know. But it'll be a little bit later this month. They're still working through some technical issues. And once they figure that out, he'll be following our show every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 until 6 o'clock. So I just saw this come out from Vanderbilt a couple of hours ago. This is for Vanderbilt football.
Okay.
Vanderbilt Athletics has announced a new process for the online sale of football season tickets. With season tickets now available online, purchases must be made within a 250-mile radius of Nashville. As Vanderbilt and the Southeastern Conference enter a new era in 2024, demand for football season tickets is at an all-time high. To keep as many tickets as possible in the hands of fans, not ticket brokers, the online geofence will prevent a purchase from being made beyond a 250-mile radius of Music City. Of course, their home games this year are Virginia Tech, Alabama, Texas, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alcorn State, Ball State.
Well... There's at least 3 of those games there that are going to be a pretty penny.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Can get you a pretty penny on the resale
100%.
Market.
100%. Yeah. I mean, we'll be sellouts, but it'll be because the other, you know, Texas and Alabama are going to overtake Tennessee, right? Those are the 3 you're going to just overtake it.
Yeah.
So, okay, I can appreciate that, but what about all the scalpers or secondhand places within 250-mile radius? I mean, that's a pretty big radius.
They're just trying to make it harder for those folks to come in and get it done. So if you're within the 250 miles, can you still do it? Yeah, but they're trying to make sure that, you know, people who've never stepped foot in the state or in the city or, you know, anywhere close to it don't have access to doing that.
Is it safe to say that's basically outside the state of Tennessee?
Yes.
Is that where they've come up with that number?
Yes. You can't go 250 miles in either direction and not end up...
In another state.
And end up in another state. You're going to leave the state if you go 250 miles in either direction.
Okay. So it's basically saying in-state use.
Yeah. Where they're trying to limit to in-state use. Yeah. Now, you know, 250 miles from Nashville, north or south, you'll be well into Alabama or Kentucky rather easily. But east or west... you know, the 200 miles from here to Memphis, you know, it's 180 miles from here to Knoxville. Then you still have several more miles, you know, the other side of Knoxville by the time you get to the Tri-Cities up there on the corner. I don't know how far it is to Bristol exactly, but, you know, we can look that up rather easily. But yeah, that's the point, is to try and stop that kind of behavior. I wonder how far to Bristol, Tennessee, that is.
That would probably be the furthest, right?
Okay, so there's Bristol. Bristol's 294 miles.
Okay.
So,
but that's...
If you're in Bristol...
Well, I was thinking that's like the furthest... Because that's on the border of Virginia.
Yeah, that's the Tennessee-Virginia state line.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the Tri-Cities, Kingsport, Johnson City, and Bristol, you'd be outside the zone.
Because 250 going east will put you in North Carolina.
Well... Yeah, because, you know, well...
Because Knoxville is probably 180.
Knoxville is 180, but, you know, it depends on which direction you go, because I-40, you know, goes into North Carolina, or you split off to 81, which takes you up into Virginia. So it depends on, you know, how you...
I'm saying you go from if there. You're going just straight east, you're going to... That 250 miles will put you into North Carolina.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I don't know how you stop all this stuff.
I don't think they're trying to stop it. I think they're just trying to limit it.
Okay.
They're just trying to, you know, put something...
Make it a little harder. A bit tougher.
Not trying to stop it. They can't stop it.
Yeah.
You can try to limit it, though.
Because they'll figure... I mean, look. Where there's a will, there's a way. They'll figure out a way.
They'll come down here, put one server into place, and set up a remote or something. You know, they're just trying to make it harder.
Yeah.
That's all they're trying to do. You know, I don't know if, on that same tip, I don't know if you've seen... on a more national scale there, the owner of the 76ers bought 2,000 tickets for tonight's game in the NBA, trying to keep the Knicks fans from driving down and taking up extra tickets. So he decided to buy 2,000 tickets and just give them the first responders instead of having the Knicks fans come down here and buy them himself.
Hmm.
It's just, you know, another way to try and elbow certain people out of your building. And Lord knows the Preds have done it.
100%. So. And the Titans have done it.
And the Titans have done it. Yes, yes, they have. Yes, they have.
Titans and the Preds have done it. So, and Indianapolis has done it. The Colts have done it, remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Don't you remember because of the whole, when they over the whole playoff game up there?
Now, that one I'm a little foggy on. They stopped.
The Eddie George, the 99.
I was there.
2000.
But yeah. They stopped Titans fans from getting into that game?
They got very, very angry about the Titans fans that showed up.
I'm sure I knew about this. I'm sure I've forgotten about this.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was 25 years ago.
I get it.
Literally.
Speaking of Vanderbilt, Tim Corbin made an appearance this morning on with John Burton and Patton Cook, JB and the General.
Yeah.
He does that every Thursday in the first hour, and... It was interesting because Tony called last hour and he had brought this to our attention earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And Patton asked the question to Corbs. So here's the question.
This is about his decision.
This is in the Mississippi State Series.
Yes.
Last weekend.
His decision to pitch to him. Or was that one you kind of made a couple batters before?
Well, we kind of knew. We had everything in front of us. I mean, yes, he had hit two home runs the day before against two lefties. The pitches were both in the same spot, so it was really staying away from that spot. I mean, Hines is hitting 175 against lefties. The kid behind him, Hizak's hitting 400, and already hit four ropes against us in the game, so he was riding a hot bat, too. So it's like you pick your poison. But regardless of who you're pitching to, you just got to execute, you know, the pitch. And you're asking a younger kid to go up against a more advanced hitter. He just put a pit ball in a, you know, an area where Hines could strike it, and Hines could strike it with force. And that was the unfortunate thing. It's easy to say, you know, you shouldn't have pitched one after the fact. Like Ari asked me, you know, she said, but, you know, everyone's a genius sitting in the stand, you know.
Right.
Get your ass down on the bench and coach. Then it's a little bit of a different story. So, you know, you have a decision to make. And we did what we did was what we thought was right.
Have you heard that from me before?
Yeah.
Does it sound like almost exactly what I've said?
Yeah.
Look, if we all knew how it was going to turn out, it'd be amazing how smart we'd be as coaches.
We all knew how it was going to turn out.
I mean, we would be so incredibly smart. You make a decision on the in the moment. You know your kids. You know, in this case, they got way more intel than I ever. We don't have analytics. We don't have any notes.
No,
we don't. We just know our kids, right? I know our kids, our team inside and out. What they bring to the table, their strengths, their weaknesses, what they do, certain situations, what have you, and you go off that data or your gut feeling or all the above. You make a decision on the fly, and you hope for the best. And you hope more times than not it works in your favor, because it's not always going to work in your favor. Again, you're just hoping that more times than not it does. You don't want to be picking wrong all the time, because that's when people start talking a lot. But, Tim Corbin sitting there saying, look, this is the data. This is, oh, by the way, the guy that's coming up next has been, what did he say, he's batting 400?
400, yeah.
So, against the lefty,
So you picked.
And look, Tim Corbin, been doing this a long time. He's not throw his kids under the bus, but he's saying, like, you also got to execute the bitches. I mean, I understand. I can relate to that, too. Again, I brought this up when Tony called in several days ago. I was like, you know how many times we've called for a pitch and our 11-year-old or 12-year-old blows it off and does his own pitch? And you know how many times?
Or can't locate the ball, Darius.
Can't locate the ball.
It's called execute the pitch. Yes. So it's not just.
If we call for low one away.
To do it, he just couldn't put the ball where he wanted to.
If you call for low and away, and the ball goes right down the middle, and it's got meat sauce coming off of it, and the kid pounds it, well, that's not what we called. We called low and away.
Yeah.
That batter struggles low and away. So, that's another thing. You have to execute the pitch as well.
Yeah. No, listen, we've seen it both ways. We've seen pitchers go wild. Where they decide to kind of do their own thing despite whatever it's called. Then we've seen pitchers who can't locate the ball. They can't get the ball to go where they want. That's why they send a lot of them down to AAA or AA to work on their location. It happens all the time. So whatever the reason, wherever Tim Corbin asked this young man to throw the baseball, he couldn't get it there. Or decided to do his own thing. Whatever.
Or the data. Look, they have data. I don't. Okay, we don't have data at our level. They have data over there. Okay, they know what these guys are batting against righties, against lefties, what this and that. They got all this sheets, right? They got all this information, just like the players are wearing, right? You see them always looking at their wristbands, or they've got a card, like in the outfield. They got a card in their back pocket.
Yeah,
they're pulling out. I've never seen one of them. In fact, I've always been curious what those look like.
Yeah.
But they got all kinds
of data.
I'm sure
it's based on whoever's at the plate.
Where they hit.
Then you're supposed to be here or there, shift here or there, or whatever.
But you know what?
Shade yourself here or whatever.
Do you know what that guarantees?
Nothing.
It guarantees nothing.
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 This is just tendencies. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No.
It just means this player is unlikely to do this. And then, what do you know? He gets up there and does it. And you're like, what? Listen, we've all seen players chase balls down in the outfield because they were playing way too shallow. Why? Well, because they felt like the guy didn't have the power to get the ball to the warning track. Next thing you know, pow, he hits one. Where's the guy? It's a screamer off the wall. Why is he so out of position? Well, you think he was just there just because? No, they've done the research and they thought to themselves, there's no way in the world this guy's going to hit the ball this hard. When he gets hits, he hits the ball here, he hits the ball there. His thing is not hitting the ball out here to the gap. Or to left center, or to right center, or down the line, whatever it is. And so sometimes when you do something that's unexpected, then players look way out of position. When they're not out of position, it was just unlikely that you were going to get the result that you got out of that particular hitter. Yeah. Happens.
Look,
happens.
If there was a sheet or data that guaranteed things are going to happen, I promise you that coach would be really smart.
Well.
Really smart.
You got the Back to the Future book that Biff had or whatever.
Boy, I'd love to have that book.
Yeah, you got that book that tells you everything that's about to happen there. And then you just kind of roll. Like, the almanac here says that, it is right here. That you hit it.
I'd be one of those guys that would be cut off all the sports books.
Yeah, they would just tell, your money is no good here, sir.
No good here anymore.
No good here, sir. Thank you. Thank you for coming by.
Your picture is up in the front lobby. You're no longer welcome here.
Thank you.
That would be me.
Have some of our buffet. Just stay off the game game floor, please, sir.
No sports books for you.
Yeah, just stay. Yeah, have some of our buffet. Yeah, here's one on me.
But hopefully by then I've already made my millions.
You would think.
You know, before I got banned.
Yeah, before you, you know, get blacklisted those, there. Yeah,
before, right, before I get blacklisted. Look at you throwing out blacklisted in the sports books. Man.
Well, I've seen a couple of
the lingo.
Not a lot, though, but, you know.
Getting the lingo now.
Yeah, I don't know about the lingo, but, yeah, we're, I don't know. We'll see.
I'll be a sharp.
Darren, you would just mentioned a movie that he saw.
He did.
I did see. Yeah, I did see the Back to the Future movies. I did see those.
And by the way, we are getting close to you know what?
Yeah, to the sports desert.
Sports desert.
So we can talk about all of these movies I haven't seen. Because trust me, you'll mention something else, and I'll be sitting here like, "What are you talking about?"
I just noticed something. Did he just mention a movie he saw?
Sports desert is just around the corner.
We were at work.
Movie time on the McFarland Show.
We were talking about, you know, one of my coworkers at Fox was talking about Talladega Nights a few days ago, and I had no clue what they were talking about.
You're like, oh yeah, Talladega, Alabama, yeah, yeah. No, never been to that track.
No clue what they were speaking of whatsoever.
Yeah.
You thought they were talking about the football team?
No, I knew the movie.
College. You're just talking about a night race at Talladega. You thought that's what they were talking about?
No, I knew. They were talking about the movie.
Okay.
I just knew I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
And wasn't going to be familiar with the scene.
All right. We'll come back. We'll head to Austin, Texas. We'll talk to Chip Brown. He covers the Longhorns. We'll talk to him next here on the McFarland Show, WNSR.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who was pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You gotta feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We're live at the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center studio on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Warm. We are the McFarlands. It is warm. Luckily, it's not warm here in the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center studio.
No, very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Very comfortable. We have a roof.
We do.
It's cool.
And working AC.
Yes. Let's go down to Austin, Texas. It's probably hot down there as well. Chip Brown.
They specialize in that.
Covers the Longhorns. He's with Horns247.com. He now joins us. Chip, how we doing?
What's going on, McFarland and McFarland?
It's easy to remember this name of this show, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's almost 90 here. What's it like down there?
It's muggy.
Okay.
We just started getting hot. It was kind of a mild April, and then May hit, and it's the furnace is on.
Well, this is a perfect segue. Listen to this. Yeah, it's so hot here, you know, there's a lot of people sweating. So let's talk about T'Vondre Sweat. It has been a lightning rod pick by on the national level and local level. It seems like a mixed bag on what the Titans have done at pick 38, a high second-round pick, somebody that, you know, you've covered, you know well, on that Texas football team. Just, I guess, we're bringing you in to lend some insight into T'Vondre Sweat. What do the Titans have in him?
You know, T'Vondre Sweat is a great story because he was kind of under the radar as a high school recruit out of Huntsville. And kudos to Tom Herman, who was the head coach, and his staff to evaluate and recruit T'Vondre Sweat because he, you know, believe it or not, at one time he was a forward on the basketball team who could dunk. He's got great feet. Now, I remember talking to his high school coach, and his high school coach was like, don't let him, you know, bulk you up too big because you've got great athleticism. And then, you know, here we are with T'Vondre not weighing in at the Senior Bowl and then, you know, weighing in at the combine at 366 pounds. He is, I've said, I think he's going to be a nightmare for opponents for the first 3 years of his career. And then if he gets with the right coaching and he understands, you know, that his body is his business and, you know, he's so explosive. He is so strong. I mean, you put him next to Jeffrey Simmons and allow Simmons to do whatever he wants. I mean, T'Vondre Sweat commands a double team, and he's to hold the point of attack. He's a monster. I kind of love the pick for the sheer fact that he's next to Jeffrey Simmons. And, you know, hopefully he learns the importance because we had Casey Hampton on my show in Austin, and Casey, I think, should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He won 2 Super Bowls with the Steelers. He was the, you know, he was the nose on a
tremendous player,
3-4 defense. And Casey said, you know, my first year in the league, I was at 325, then you have some success and you come back and it's 335, and then the next year it's 345, and then, you know, he said I looked up and I was 355, and he said I didn't feel good, you know, like he realized at that point I really liked playing at 325 or 335, and I think that was the concern. T'Vondre is a big guy. I mean, Casey's a fire hydrant. You know, he was 6 feet tall. I think they listed him at, you know, T'Vondre is 6'4 plus. And the thing about the arrest that he had, that was a surprise because T'Vondre is like the most fun loving guy you'll ever meet. He's got a great personality. He was definitely the personality of you know, he and Byron Murphy. Byron Murphy's kind of, you know, going to give you that glare and that scowl, and Tavondre's going to try and make you laugh. So I think the fans are going to love him. He's not a problem child. It was a weird circumstance that led to his arrest, where he gets rear-ended by a teammate. The teammate takes off, and Tavondre, you know, didn't take off. He stayed there and paid the price. So, and the teammate's no longer with the Texas program. So that tells you, you know, what you know was going on there. But I think Tavondre Sweat going to be an instant impact player, and then hopefully he can, you know, just keep that weight under control.
There have been people suggesting since the Titans drafted him that he was playing at 380, even 385 at Texas last season. Do you think there's some truth to that, or do you think that's overblown? What do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I think that's overblown that he was playing at 380. I think after the banquet circuit, the Outland Trophy circuit, he probably put on 10, you know, 10 to 15 and realized, oh, and his agent, you know, probably said, yeah, we don't need to be weighing in at the Senior Bowl. Let's see how much we can, you know, rein that in for the combine and pro day. You know, he played a ton of reps. I mean, he held up. I mean, he was making plays. I would say go watch the Texas Tech game. There is a moment in that game. It's the last regular season game of the season for Texas, where he literally shoves middle linebacker Jalen Ford, like throws him like a rag doll out of the way so that he can make a tackle for loss. And we you know, you can't miss it because it's behind the line of scrimmage. And we said to Jalen Ford afterward, we're like, what'd you do to Tavondre? He's like, I know, right? Like, you know, can you let the linebacker have a tackle for loss? You know, Tavondre is he's a monster. When that ball snaps, he is out for blood, and I think he's going to be a tone setter for that defense. And you know, the fact that his high school coach told him, hey, you know, don't let him bulk you up too much. Or maybe his high school coach was saying, don't you bulk up too much. You know, that's the concern. I mean, I talked to NFL scouts and they were like, is he going to eat himself out of the league? And I think Tavondre is smart enough. And once he gets a taste of NFL money, you know, money makes you more of what you are. So if you're going to be reckless with your diet, then it could be a problem. But if he gets in with the right people, you know, I don't know what Jeffrey Simmons is like. I don't know what that position room is going to be like. You know, hopefully there are guys in there that'll say, dude, you know, you got a chance here to play for 10 years if you take care of your body. And because that's just going to be hard to sustain as he gets older. We know that. I mean, you know, carrying that much weight and going that hard. So but I do think he's a big time player.
We're speaking with Chip Brown on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, at Chip Brown 247. Last thing on my end, I'll flip it over to the other McFarland, Justin. The Titans said he's a three down guy. Do you believe that he can be a three down guy in the NFL?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a good athlete. Like, there's a really good athlete in there. And you know, he plays the run. He can get upfield. I mean, it's there on tape. He's not just standing there holding his position like, you know, some of the one techniques who are, okay, you need me to hold the point of attack, I'm going to hold the point of attack. Vondre's going to get hands off of him. He's going to get upfield. Look, he's, you know, the level of talent is going up, but this is a really big, strong, powerful man. And if it wasn't for the weight, you know, people would be talking about him like, you know, some of the big guy, you know, tackles Gilbert Brown favorably.
Vince Wolfork, I know I've heard people use that example.
Vince, absolutely. And so, you know, just having covered Devondre the last 5 years, he's such a likable guy, and he's such a good athlete that I think he got away with playing heavy because he does move. He is explosive. And so I think that defense just got a lot better.
Okay. Here's my question, and that is, I think one of the biggest problems that we're having trying to place him is that there is no comp for him. Like, and I'm going to ask you, do you know of an NFL comparison? And I know we just brought up Vince Wilfork, and I've heard that too. I've heard Casey Hampton and B.J. Raji from back in the day. The problem is all these guys were 6'1", 6'2". None of these guys were the size that he is. He is a unique size in this league.
Because he also batted down. He batted down, I think, a lot of balls.
He batted down a lot of balls. Texas. Because he's 6'5". And I just looked it up here just for myself. Vince Wolfork was 6'2". 6'2", 325. 6'2", 325 is not 6'5", and 366. Yeah, it's that those are not the same people. So is there an NFL comp for this guy, something comparable anywhere that we've ever seen that can... That Titans fans can help kind of circle, like, this is roundabout what he could be?
Well, the guy who I covered, who is the comp, is Sean Rogers, who played with Casey Hampton at Texas, was drafted in the second round by the Detroit Lions, and had a good career. I mean, a 10-year career. And, you know, was on the all-rookie team, and he's a taller, bigger, explosive guy who, you know, that's who he reminds me of. Now, I don't know how many people remember Sean Rogers. He played with the Lions. He played with the Browns. But, you know, he was a bigger dude.
Yeah, there you go. 6'4", 350. I've got him up now. There you go.
Yeah. And he had a good career. Super athletic like Devondre. So, you know, I like the thing about Devondre is he's going to need a coach who he really respects, or a player, a teammate who he really respects to make sure that he's doing the things that he needs to do, because he's been able to get away with playing heavy and being explosive. I mean, he's an athlete. He is a really good athlete, and that's the part that's allowed him to be a playmaker at that size and at that weight.
How was he in fourth quarters of games? Because I think people are concerned about, obviously, endurance when you get down to the end. We're talking about Jeffrey Simmons, for instance. Jeffrey Simmons made, and every Titans fan under the sound of my voice is going to know, the goal line stand against Buffalo during the primetime game, where he was able to stop Josh Allen there on the goal line. And Buffalo fans will insist to this very moment that he slipped, and every Titans fan will say, no, it's Jeffrey Simmons who made him slip after he, you know, blew up the play. But that game was the last play of the game, essentially, in the fourth quarter after a hard-fought game where Simmons was able to make the play. We know what Aaron Donald meant in the Super Bowl, stopping the Bengals in that last drive. You know, fourth quarter action is one thing to be explosive in the first quarter. It's one thing to jump off the page. It's another thing to do it, you know, when you're, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours in.
Yeah, no, he's got that. I mean, he like I said, in that Texas Tech game, he's throwing his own teammates out of the way to make the play. And he, you know, they rotated in Texas. You've got to rotate, you know, 3-4 lines of defensive tackles in the heat. But he, you know, he made plays. That was never an issue. You never saw him like just standing there taking a playoff. He's trying to, you know, get where the action is, and he's not, like I said, he is a really good athlete. This is not a guy who's just a super strong slugger. You know, he's not a fire hydrant. This is a guy who's going to move, and he's just disrupts everything, and he's really good against the run. Now, Byron Murphy was the better pass rusher. He's a penetrator. Murphy is that 6-foot fire hydrant, more, you know, compact, super strong trunk, and, you know, calves, hams, and ass, I always say, with a guy like, you know, Byron Murphy, who just, you know, can split the double team because he's just so explosive and a penetrator. But DeAndre Sweat just moves people backward. I mean, when he decides, I'm just going to bull rush, he's taking you on a forklift backwards to the quarterback. Now, you know, he may not get there as fast as Byron Murphy, but he's gonna make the pocket collapse, and he's going to make the quarterback move. And with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, I mean, the middle of that defense, just that's what we watched all last year at Texas. No one could run on them. No one. I mean, the only guy who ran for 100 yards was Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback at OU, and a bunch of that was on broken, you know, scrambles. So they just shut it down.
Yeah, great game. Just watching that, I remember that. Yep. Now, my last question here is about his role on that particular team. I think one of the other criticisms is if you're going to pay him that much, or if you're going to draft him this high, he needs to be able to be a pass rusher as well. Now, you mentioned the fact he can get upfield, but is it just that he wasn't asked to do that at Texas? Because that I can buy that, you know, it just wasn't his job to get upfield. Was that the case? Was his role to be a space eater and a run stopper?
For sure, but he would stop the run on the way to the passer. But his deal was he was gonna bull rush you. You know, he's not a guy who's like, you know, Murphy's low to the ground, and so he could bend and get into gaps and really maintain his strength. Sweat's just gonna plow you backward, and then he's gonna keep his eye on the quarterback, and then, you know, he's gonna shed right when he, you know, sees the quarterback starting to move. So, you know, Murphy's going to be an explosive guy who gets in the gap, more of what Jeffrey Simmons is. And Sweat's going to hold his point of attack. He's going to push people backward. And then he's going to shed, and he's going to make the play. I mean, I can't wait to watch that defense, actually, because I think it's going to be the same version of what I watched this past season at Texas with those two in the middle. The linebackers are going to love it because, you know, Sweat isn't just going to stand there. He's like, they can't single block him. He will take a single blocker and just move him backward. And so, you know, he's not, like I said, he's not just going to stand there and then try and get his arms up at the last second. I mean, look, his power and strength. I can't wait to see it in the NFL. I can't wait to see it.
We can't either, trust me.
Yeah. No doubt.
Well, what's the sense there? Is the sense there that Tennessee took him too high?
It's a very mixed bag, sir.
Everybody, look, fans, you know, there's no different here than what you deal with down there, Chip. I mean, fans, they're aware of what other people are saying, right? And when other people are saying, whether it's, you know, nationally or what have you, there's a lot of information out there because of social media and what have you. And when people are saying, oh, they was a reach, they took him too high, this and that. So they hear all that stuff. And so they went from, you get really excited, and then you hear all these people saying, taking knocks at him or what have you, or knocks at the Titans. It, you know, it kind of hampers things a little bit. So I think it's going to be, for a lot of fans, it's going to be wait and see now. You know, training camp's going to be here before we know it, and there'll be preseason, and then, you know, away we go. And then, you know, we can, it'll be there for us to decide, you know, early on, you know, okay, what do we see? How's this going? And so I just think some of the noise that's out there, and I'm not saying it's true or not true, that's why we're having you on, has probably dampened things a little bit, you know, rather than just everybody getting uber excited because you have watched him, right? Titans fans, you know, for the most part, haven't been sitting there watching his every play, every game, game in and game out.
Yeah.
Now, it'd be a little bit different if maybe this Texas move to the conference would have been, you know, 4 years ago. Then we're in the heart of, you know, SEC country, and then it may have been a different story, all the listeners and fans that we have because they were watching a lot of Texas games.
There are a lot of people who felt like they reached too high for him. And that's kind of why I was asking for a comp, because there is a lot of, well, we don't know what this guy is, and why would you draft somebody to be a two-down lineman, and what evidence do we have that he can play all three downs? And, you know, there's no pass rush here that we've ever seen. There's a lot of questions for somebody drafted 38th overall. And by the way, the team didn't have a third-round pick either. That plays into this as well. So they drafted him, and then they didn't get another player to pick 108 or something, if you understand what I'm saying here, as that puts more pressure what you get there.
Here's what I'll say, and you all know this. You have to have the quarterback, and you have to have the interior defensive lineman to have any chance of winning. You know, that's in college football, that's in the NFL. And Tavondre Sweat is, you know, my only nagging concern is, okay, yeah, he's athletic and he's gotten away with playing heavy. Is he going to, you know, can he get in with the right people? And, you know, because I know he was joking around at the combine when he said, yeah, if I lay around and eat chips, I can put on 15 or 20 pounds. And I was like, oh, don't joke like that, because that's the one that's the one area everybody's concerned about. But I think everyone's going to see that this guy is all about business, and he is a difference maker. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me of what the Titans' run defense was, you know, the last couple of years, but it's about to get a whole lot better, because you can't move that guy. And look, the NFL is different. They'll game plan him. They'll make it harder for him. But you just made Jeffrey Simmons' life a lot better. Because if you're going to, you know, put Simmons on the outside shoulder of the guard at the three technique, then they're going to have to double Tavondre Sweat, because he's going to push people backward. He's going to collapse the pocket. And so that's going to free up Jeffrey Simmons to, you know, be even more disruptive. And you know, barring injury, I think Tavondre Sweat's going to perform really well in his first contract, and Titans fans are going to be like, oh, man, how about that? And like I said, he's a bright light. He's a fun personality.
He's a go-to guy.
Yeah.
Go-to guy for the media.
No, we get it.
Yeah, that'll be good.
We're up against the break, my friend, but thank you so much.
Chip, thank you for the time. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Chip Brown, horns247.com is where you can find his work, at ChipBrown247 on X. Really good stuff there, talking about Titans second-round pick Tavondre Sweat, pick 38 overall in the NFL draft. Wide open the rest of the hour, 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. More of the McFarland Show. You're on WNSR.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Have you ever
ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You're listening live from the Strike and Spare Studios, downtown Music City. It's the McFarland Show.
I'll tell you what, the guest we've had on to talk about the Titans picks the last 2 years, if they're right about their assessments and what they've told us on this show, let's start with Liam Cohen, who at the time was the OC at Kentucky, talking about Will Levis. Eric Wolford, who at the time, or is now Kentucky's offensive line coach, was Alabama's offensive line coach, talking about J.C. Latham. Northwestern's offensive line coach, when talking about Peter Skoronski. And now Chip Brown's assessment of Devondre Sweat. They were all very glowing and very complimentary and said everything you wanted to hear, right? Like everything about Will Levis, J.C. Latham, Skoronski, and now Sweat. And if all the all those assessments end up being right, the Titans are in business.
Yeah.
They're cooking with gas.
They've got something special brewing, but we need to see it.
Absolutely.
On the field. And we've seen flashes from Will Levis, but, you know, we haven't seen, you know, and again, and Darren, you and I are probably the outliers on this. That we're the ones who aren't completely, totally out the gate sold on Will Levis as the for sure, forever franchise quarterback for this team. You know, just haven't seen enough.
Well, you'd be silly to say that. You're just, it's silly talk.
Well, there's just a lot of silly people out here then.
I get that.
Because, you know, we're hearing it from all across. Well, you know, you got your quarterback, do you? Do you really have your quarterback? But, you know, then again, listen, I've heard the same thing about Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. Well, the Colts have got their quarterback. How do you
based
know
on
that?
What? Yeah, no.
How, based on what?
Because, I mean, Will Levis's body work is much greater than Anthony
Richardson's.
Much greater
than this.
Like, look, it's, if he is...
People are so hungry to have that franchise quarterback. Just to say, oh, we got him. Now we can move on and build around. You don't know what you got.
What was his first start, the Falcons game?
Yeah.
So if the better version of him, or if the version of him is going to be the Falcons game, and I would say the Dolphins game,
yeah,
which
those
is
are the
weird.
Two. Those
which
are the
are
two.
Weird because they're two road games. That's odd, right?
No. The Falcons game.
Oh,
was
that's
here.
Right. It was here. You're right. So Falcons game. That's right. You know why?
They were wearing the Oilers jerseys.
Because I was in Atlanta that weekend. You're right.
They were wearing the Oilers jerseys. And so
that's correct.
It looked a little strange, but yeah.
But if that's what he is moving forward, then obviously they got something.
Sure.
You've got a franchise quarterback
absolutely.
You can work with. But there's a whole lot of in between that we don't know yet. We know the key to their success is Will Levis. But you also have to be able to protect that quarterback.
You do.
That's what they've been addressing, right? So now we need to find out, okay, what is J.C. Latham going to be on the left side?
Yeah.
Can Skoronski get better? How was his first year? We've talked about it. What? How you do it? Do it for me. What was he?
What?
What was Peter Skoronski this year? Do it.
Okay.
No, that's not what I want you.
What's my thing? I don't know. What am I? He was all right. Okay, that's my all right.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's my thing. People have been asking me to say that lately. Yeah. Okay. He's all right.
All right. I can do it. I just wanted you to do it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Thank
because
you.
We agree. He's all right.
He's all right. All right.
It's fine. But he's got to be better than that.
No.
He was drafted in the first round. He's got to be better than I.
Yeah. Okay?
He's got to be really stinking good.
Yeah, that would help. And plus, here's
so he needs to take another step.
We need to see what the ceiling for Will Levis actually is on a consistent basis. It's one thing for him to flash and throw four touchdown passes, and that's fine. That's great. That's good that we saw that. We talked to the guy from Carolina. He said he'd been waiting all year to see that out of Bryce Young, and they never did.
Yeah.
So the fact that we were able to see that kind of flash out of Will Levis is fantastic. But the next step is to see him do it on a week-in, week-out basis to know, is this your guy that's going to be able to go to Kansas City at some point and beat Patrick Mahomes in January? Is this your guy that's going to take you to Baltimore and beat Lamar Jackson in January? That's what you want, because we've been good already. You know, we've had good quarterbacks. You're looking for the guy that can get you there. We're looking for Steve McNair's replacement, essentially, still, after all this time. So, is he that good? We don't know that.
Step away for the final time. Come back, put a bow on Thursday's edition of the McFarland Show. We do that next.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The battle for a seventh straight division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone. Home run, Michael Harris.
Tomorrow night, the battle of National League rivals doesn't get much bigger as the Braves roll into L.A. to take on Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers.
Coverage begins at 8:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Studios. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony on our text line says, in this day and age of sports, there really isn't a sports desert anymore. I disagree.
Yes, there is.
I disagree, Tony.
You talk sports 10 hours a week like we do. I promise you.
I promise you. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. No, it's real.
Look, yes, is there always something going on? Yes, I get it. I've been doing it 30 years. Yes, I know, sir, what the sports desert looks like.
Yes, you do.
And I've learned how to navigate through the sports desert.
He took me on a tour last year. It was great.
But
I didn't realize it was like that.
It's still a sports desert.
He took me on the tour of the sports desert. He's like, let me show you around the sports desert. I was like, oh, I know sports. I've been around. He's like, no. Let me show you over
Justin,
here.
Justin, let me see your canteen.
And I was like,
let me see it.
What?
You don't have enough water in here, man.
It's like, nah, we're good. We can, nah.
Well, give me your backpack.
Then.
Oh, no. It's like the movie Platoon. Oh, you didn't see it.
I didn't see it. No.
Yeah. You got too much stuff. You don't have enough stuff in your backpack.
He showed me.
You always throw him off when you mention movies.
Platoon.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready.
That's like an oldie.
Is that Charlie Sheen and them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen.
Last night, I knew it was sports dull time when I had to go watch a movie with my wife. I love my wife, but. Just watching the movie.
Is there sports on? Yes, of course.
Yes, sure. Yeah,
but let me just tell you, July 9th, bro.
Yeah, after the All-Star game there.
It's the sports desert, okay?
They haven't started training camp.
Will we make it through? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll make it through just like we did last year.
You get to July. There's no NBA playoffs. That's over. The NHL playoffs are over. Baseball has hit the All-Star break. Training camp is not starting in the NFL.
But you'll get a lot of sand burn.
There's no spring ball in the college football. There's nothing.
Get sand in your eyes.
What about pickleball? Okay.
Need to wear goggles.
Yeah, you know. We'll be up here talking about professional pillow fighting. And cornhole.
That'll be the thing. Johnsonville cornhole.
Yes.
Tournament.
Yes. The stuff in the Ocho.
All right. That's going to do it for our show today. We'll get you ready for game 6 tomorrow. And a lot more. Enjoy this beautiful Thursday. We'll see you at 2 o'clock.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR, Brentwood, Nashville.
Nationwide, this is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
And it's the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I've said this for years. James Harden, great. Hall of Fame, great. Regular season player. But come postseason time,